You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Love Life with Katana Star.
Katana Star.
Live from katanastar.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Love Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Katie. You're watching Love Life with Katana Star. I'm going to jump straight into a collective message today to save more time for a caller. Hopefully we get one through. Now, I've shuffled my deck twice in preparation for doing the collective message, and twice the Ace of Wands has ended up at the bottom of the deck. So I'm wondering if that's to do with the collective message today. The Ace of Wands is a really exciting card. It's about, you know, literally a spark of passions being lit with something. You know, it could be anything, really. It could be something. I mean, being a fire element, it's normally, got a bit of passion behind it, something creative, romantic, something like that, a new beginning. Now I've just gone and dropped a couple of cards from my deck. 1 second.
Oh, High Priestess.
Six of Swords. So I'm going to read these cards. It feels right to read these cards. I'm feeling that the collective message relates to people at the moment who have been on a bit of a spiritual journey, you could say, with the Six of Swords representing a metaphorical journey, and really coming now into a point where you are just so in tune with your intuition. The High Priestess is beautiful in this deck especially. You can look at the picture. She's got her eyes open, but they're also shut, showing that she can see the physical realm, but also there's so much more going on beyond the veil of what you can't see. But you kind of already know, we're all in tune with this stuff, and it's about tapping into that little voice and listening to that little voice that can often get overshadowed and overcrowded by the buzz and huzz of all day-to-day life and being busy and whatnot, as we all are. But just a reminder to, you know, quieten your mind, listen to that inner voice, listen to your intuition, because we all have it. And with the Ace of Wands, you know, combined with that, wow, what a moment of just almost like a ding moment of enlightenment there. So people might be feeling really inspired to pursue enhancing their own spiritual practices and knowledge, or also, you know, tuning in more to that intuition stuff that I was sort of talking about. Yet again, it could be that intuitive feeling, that gut feeling you've had for a while, knowing that you're about to embark on something brand new and something exciting, and maybe you've been wanting to for a little while, but maybe the timing hasn't been right. And now with the Six of Swords into that, that energy that the Six of Swords brings of going on, you know, literally up and down rocky journey. In the card, it depicts waves, you know, but it also shows that, you know, in divine timing, the waves always smooth out and you always sort of float into shore. So I'm feeling right now it's the time. Now's the time. Something's been lit, and I'm actually going to pull another card on that. Oh, Lovers. Oh, my goodness me. The Lovers is very exciting. The Lovers, especially with the Ace of Wands. I mean, if those are familiar with tarot, they all know what the little joke meaning of the Ace of Wands is. Growth, passion, Lovers. So to me, this could signify a choice, decisions to be made around love, romance, relationships, okay, and with the story of the tarot, which is the journey of the Fool, essentially, and when they get to the point where they meet their yin, their other half, you could say, and it's all passion and excitement and romance and love to start with, and lust and all that sort of stuff, but sooner or later it comes to a point where they're forced to look within and look within themselves, and that self-love, does the self-love exist? And so far in the journey of the Fool, that's something they still haven't discovered fully yet. So often it requires making a choice, okay, a choice on whether or not to pursue that self-love individually or as a partnership, okay. Now, so that's the overall meaning of the Lovers with the Ace of Wands. I wouldn't be surprised if people are going to be having a hot new spark, passionate encounter perhaps this weekend. If so, good luck. Now, I have got Shauna from Alabama who's come through. So how are you, Shauna? What can I do for you?
I kind of like my situation and like my relationship.
Sure. Well, guess what? The Lovers just came out. That was the collective message for today. So would you like just a general love reading, or do you have a specific question you'd like me to unpack?
Well, I would like a general, but I do have a question.
Sure.
Ask
away.
I don't even know how to ask it for real. Like, I don't know. I just, whatever you need, whatever like comes to you to tell me about my relationship right now, we'll say that.
Okay. No worries at all. I mean, it's tricky sometimes because we know that these are public live broadcasts. So I'll do my best to pick up on the energy that's going on here. I do have an inkling. Card just jumped out as I said that. Let's have a look here. We've got the Six of Wands, okay? That means recognition and acknowledgement with something. I'm going to just keep going with something here. So the Six of Wands is normally, you know, quite a good energy there. The answer, I guess, if it's a yes-no question, that's normally a yes answer. It does signify acknowledgement, celebration of achievement in coming so far with something. All right. You've got the Knight of Cups. You've got the Empress. And you've got the Five of Swords. Okay. So the Knight of Cups energy would signify to me the other party in the relationship. Okay. Now, this is a guy who's probably quite idealistic with his hopes and dreams when it comes to love. But sometimes, you know, being a knight, he could have all the hopes and dreams in the world, but he's a bit of a perfectionist within his own wants and things. And that's a reflection on him. So it's almost like he's a perfectionist of nothing's ever quite good enough. But that's only because deep down he doesn't feel quite good enough within himself. So he's always on his quest to find his soulmate. And he's probably found it in you or you know what I'm saying. But then he's always just looking for that little bit extra more. But that comes down to his own stuff, okay? So that's him. That's the Knight of Cups in a nutshell. He's very charming and, you know, inviting. And he's quite, you know, difficult to resist. Just look at the bloody picture there. He's gorgeous. But, you know,
he's all tatted up.
Yeah, and being a knight, he's always on his own journey, okay? Now, I do have the Empress here, okay? Now, this could signify something brand new that's about to be born into the energy of this guy. She can signify pregnancy, either of yourself or somebody close to you, but otherwise it's a very motherly energy, okay? It could mean the beginning, the birth of a new project. It's a little bit like the birth of a new creative project or the birth of something new. In a relationship reading, it could mean that just literally a new beginning to something, okay? So it sort of depends on what comes out next to her. But I like to see her as the mother of the tarot. She, right next to this, is the Five of Swords. Now, in a nutshell, with the energy that's going on here, with a new beginning, with the characteristics of this guy, the Knight of Cups, there's been some conflict, okay? The Five of Swords does signify harsh words exchanged, arguments, or something disappointing that's happened. And, you know, someone might have said something that in the heat of the moment that they really didn't mean, but at the time they said it because they had to sort of, you know, be the winner at all costs. And now that person's come away from that feeling a bit, you know, guilty and thinking about, well, was that, you know, the right thing to say and all that. And the other person might be, you know, keeping that going a bit by playing on it, you know, oh, you said this and whatever. There's also, I'm getting the sense there's an input from somebody else in the social scene, perhaps. That's maybe in his someone's mom. Ear. Sorry?
His mom.
Well, guess what? The Empress would be his mum, okay? Remember I said that she represents a motherly energy?
Mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense. Now, I've got the wish fulfillment card here. This is the Nine of Cups, okay? So I'm feeling this is either coming back more of a need for the other party to do some work on themselves to, you know, learn to love themselves that little bit more so that things aren't always, remember that perfectionism stuff I was saying before? Or this could signify you have done that and you're really working on that and you're working on your self-love and your wish fulfillment and all that sort of stuff. One of you might have trust issues, okay? There's a situation that's brought out the Seven of Swords, okay? Now, when the Seven of Swords, yeah?
when the Seven of Swords comes out, okay, it's normally a sign that someone's being a bit selfish and they're doing things for their own purposes and needs, not really thinking so much about others, okay? It can indicate dishonesty, all right? So let's unpack this a little bit more, and the Three of Swords. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. You were saying?
No, that would be like me, but like I haven't seen or heard from him since Sunday, and we wasn't arguing or anything. And you know what I mean? I just, I don't understand why he's being a coward. You know, if you don't want to be with me, then just tell me.
Can you still hear me there? Okay, Shauna, because I just froze up for a sec.
Yeah, I can now.
Can you hear me okay? Awesome. You can hear me now. Sorry about that. I apologize. I've got a bit of a choppy connection. We've actually had really wild weather here in Tassie for the past week. Last week was crazy. But anyway, I'll keep going. So the Three of Swords signifies literally it's a broken heart, okay? And I'm picking up on your energy here, wondering what's going on here. Here's the Nine of Swords. Yeah, this has really affected you, okay? The cards are acknowledging the pain, the disappointment, the sadness that you're experiencing. What's going on here? The Nine of Wands has come out, which signifies your willingness to push on through this and perseverance and to dig deep and to keep going, because you're almost there. I do see there's going to be a moment, okay, here's the Sun. This is the moment of self-actualization for you, Shauna, I believe. You're going to come to a point from all of this that's happened, that's going on. You're going to feel this burst of renewal within to really prioritize your needs, and it's that self-actualization. It's just all going to make sense for you. I've got the Eight of Cups here as well, which can mean emotional leave-taking, so whether or not you're emotionally detaching from this so that you can work more on this, or literally you could be walking away from this, okay? I've just been given the prompt that I've got a minute to go, but look, I am picking up at the moment that there's obviously stuff and there's conflict going on. With the Seven of Swords there, you're not trusting a situation. Sorry to say it straight, but you're probably right not to trust that, okay? And I'm saying that by the surrounding cards. Trust your gut feeling, trust your intuition, and focus on you, my darling, because you and your self-worth and your self-love, life is too short, okay? You just got to do what feels right for you inside. As for everyone else, I do have to get going. I will be back same time next week, and I hope you all have a good weekend. All best with that situation, Shauna. Thanks for the honour of doing a reading with you. Cheers.